It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for sitting down with your cup of coffee, tuning in, and we're going to go for a little hour-long ride here on talking a little bit about Super Bowl food. It's coming up, and we're going to give you a week to prep for it. So that's what we're doing. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
That is Jop, and he will be your tour director on this cruise.
Right, yeah.
And we are the man manning the engine room is Conrad.
Yeah. Okay, that metaphor died. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's cruise into some good food.
Right, right.
How'd your week go, buddy?
Just
work.
Yeah, right. That's all it was. And but that's okay. Moved into a new office. I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but we just physically moved from one to another. And this was the first weekend. And there's just, you know, as you would expect, there's bumps in the road. But the biggest one is that for whatever reason, we've got windows all the way around our suite on two sides, but you get one bar of service in this building with your cell phone. And I can hold it right to the window.
What's the address?
It's a 96 and the Beltline. The North Point Bank building is where we moved into. And
96.
Yeah, headed towards Lansing, and get off on the Beltline, and it T-bones into the Gravity
you got
196
Bar. 96 and 90. Oh, they're all there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know that building.
Yeah, right next door to the Gravity Bar there. Yeah,
how convenient.
Right. Well, it's easy on and off. I'll give you that. But the phones ain't working, and you know, as a sales guy, you kind of want to answer the phone when somebody calls, and it's not ringing. I mean, it's just nothing.
So do you have your phone on Wi-Fi mode then? So,
that's where I was going to go next, is that we have Wi-Fi in our building, but due to corporate security, we're not able to use it. It's only for guests, and you gotta supply the guest name, and then they give them 12-hour access to the Wi-Fi, and then it's done. So it's like...
Do you have corporate Wi-Fi in the building?
No. It's for the guests only. We are hardwired. All of our desks, I sit down, I plug my computer in, and I'm good to go. I get all my internal work calls on my computer, but everybody that I talk with has my cell phone number, so they can get a hold of me.
Well, then you should get yourself a Mac AirBook.
I can't change computers in the middle of this stream because the whole company's on, you know.
And are there hardwired phones in there?
No.
Seriously?
No phones. Nope. Your computer is your phone on your desk.
What a world we live in.
Yeah, it is. And but anyway, long
story short.
Can't get
there from here, Conrad.
Right. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it was bumpy.
Yeah.
So we're figuring it out, and somebody a lot smarter than me will do that. But
so you probably, like any other corporation now, you've got a much smaller space because everybody's so remote.
Yeah, to the point that we shared desks. Our staff, half of them come in Monday, Wednesday. The other half are Tuesday, Thursday. And they have one desk for every two people.
Is it a one-stool men's room, too?
No. We didn't construct a men's room. We inherited that. Yeah.
Oh, but, you don't have your own in your office?
We don't. No.
But, I thought you'd have, like, a corner office with your own John.
No, not at all. But but anyway, there are some corner offices. I'm just not in one.
Oh, we beat that to death. So, right. Tonight we're going to be at the big Jethro party.
Yep, over at the Fonger American Legion on Wilson there, just west of 196.
American Fonger Legion?
Yep, right. That's American Legion, Fonger Hall, whatever you want to call it. But so we're celebrating the fifth anniversary of Jethro, right, Conrad?
That's correct, yep.
Yeah, so are there any tickets left?
They're gone.
That's anticlimactic.
Thank you to our listeners for selling it out, and of course all the great small businesses you hear on Jethro that'll be out there.
Well, and everybody found out Jop's going to be there, and they can't get a hold of him on his phone, so they're
he should come see me. Yeah,
Right. I need some health insurance.
You can. My cell phone works when I'm outside the building. But anyway, whatever. So yeah, that's going to be fun. They got bands there and good food.
And we don't have to cook.
No, we don't have to cook. Nice. We're just showing up with our pretty faces for radio.
Oh, this is the only one I've got. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up. I'm going to be going stag. My wife is in Costa Rica.
Good for her.
And I put her on a plane last week, and she is in San Jose.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't go.
Oh, I don't. That means nothing to me.
Oh, her girlfriends, you know, these girls travel all the time as a pack, like wolves, and they just shop for deals all the time. And I guess it's an affordable trip to San Jose if you can go down there for a week on $2,000 or $1,500 or whatever. But if I'm going to take a week out and go into a vacation mode, number one, I don't want her girlfriends there.
Right.
And number two, I want to be right on the water with full service and all inclusive.
Yeah.
I don't want to rent a house and, you know, all that. That's too much work.
Yeah.
It's just not even close enough to the water. I want to hear the waves.
Right.
Like when we go to Gulf Shores, you know, we're usually on the water side and you wake up to that lapping sound, and that's vacation to me.
Yeah, relaxing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to hear those waves, and that's just it. So yesterday I had a wonderful engagement at Sobe Meats. I'm helping T-Gid sell his extra Cajun spice, and Sobe's took it on, and the crowd loved it, which was so cool.
So tell me, how can the crowd love it? So you must cook for them.
Yeah. I did skinless, boneless thighs and cut it up into nice, generous-sized bites. And it's just fun.
Did you smoke it? Did you grill it? What'd you do?
We cooked it in their convection oven.
Yeah.
I was going to take a grill down there, but I didn't want to stand outside.
Sure.
Because it's kind of cold.
Yep.
But T-Gid, if you're listening, that's a home run, baby. That is shocking that people will try Cajun and go, oh, it's not as hot as I thought, because that's what everybody thinks that.
Right.
And T-Gid talks about that when we talk to him, about how, you know, everybody has a misunderstanding. I think that's half the reason he made it, is so that he could give people real Cajun spice instead of just, you know, this hot, crazy stuff that people make in restaurants thinking that's Cajun.
Right.
And he's told those stories numerous times.
So give me the flavor profile of it. I've not tried it yet.
Wonderful.
You gave me a little packet of it, but I've not tried it yet.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I've got more coming in, too, so I can get you a full-size bottle. Or you can go down to Sobe Meats.
Right, there you go.
I think Old World is bringing it on. Garrett's is bringing it on. And they don't know it yet, but the Ace Hardware in Lowell, Bernard's Ace Hardware, they're going to bring it on.
Yeah, right. Funny.
I spend so much money there. They have to.
Right. Yep. So, but it's good. You liked it.
I love it. Okay. I love it. You have to be careful with it, though. It's got a red profile, which is nice because you can see how much you're putting on.
Right.
Whereas with other things, I have the tendency to go a little heavy sometimes in some things, you know, and
right.
Then you can't take it back.
Right. Seasoning's like perfume a little bit. It goes a long way.
<That's ways>. Right. Back to vacation.
Right, yeah.
So you're headed down to the Dominican, and I'm going to have Chaz cover for you.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks, because that's next week. I will be out. But you guys, that Winter Beer Fest is coming up. I'm sure you should focus a little bit on that because it's the end of February.
I didn't know they even did that anymore.
Yeah, there's still tickets available.
I bet.
And so that's important.
I wanted to tell you, you know, when my wife and I take these extravagant vacations like you are, I haven't done it in a few years, but every time I take her somewhere, I'd buy her very beautiful and expensive jewelry. So I want Lisa to know that that's in her future for your trip.
You're a real pal. You're a real pal.
It's a friend.
No, but, hey, Conrad, here's the good news. Lisa doesn't listen to the show.
Oh. So. Cha-ching.
For good reason. She doesn't need to
she
know.
She gets enough of it the rest of the week while I'm there.
To, yeah.
Yeah, really, she just doesn't like Bob that much.
wow. So,
ooh, that one boomeranged, didn't it? Yeah.
There are some great jewelry stories from our vacations, and so you should consider at least taking her for a walk some night.
Oh, we'll do all that.
Even if you get her a puka shell necklace.
Right. Well, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's Hawaii.
Sure, we'll
sorry.
Find one. We'll find one. If there's one to be had, I'm sure it'll be there. But anyway, coming up next, we are going to get a little bit on the grill here in the smoker to talk about some Super Bowl food that you may want to try. Give you a week to get it prepped. Shouldn't take that long. It's not going to be that complicated. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Appreciate you tuning in every morning. Bob and I are just BSing here this morning about the week, but let's get into a little bit of Super Bowl food. What you thinking, man?
Well, I was going to ask you, are you going to smoke it or grill it?
Yep. It depends on what it is. I like getting the smoker out during these type of things because
it's cold out.
And the other thing is when you grill it, you kind of got to watch it, flip it, and pick it off when it's not overdone. There's a little more forgiveness with the smoker.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can leave chicken wings on there an extra half hour.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to hurt them any.
Right.
Right? And I can put a series of things. The smoker has a bigger surface on it, and it's a slower cooker. So if I want jalapeno poppers and I want wings on there, and I might want some other things on there, you can just put them all on at the same time. Maybe the poppers are wrapped in bacon. And that takes a little bit longer. And some of them, because there's hotter spots on my pellet grill. What I usually smoke on a pellet grill for these type of things. I don't get the big, good one out unless I got a big party coming.
You know, as you were talking there and you said about a half an hour, I had to hear Robbie Russell because he'd have said half an hour.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
But it also, it is the Chiefs playing, and of course, he was from Kansas.
Right.
And he introduced me to Dick Vermeil, who was the last coach they had. And that endeared me to that team.
Right.
And I also love Mahomes.
Yep.
You know, he's I'm going for the Chiefs. I don't know who you're hoping for. But
you know, yeah, that's fine. Yep.
But it's so in that vein, it does evoke a lot of old barbecue memories for me and working in Kansas City. And I guess, you know, to go with the theme of if you're going to be betting on Kansas City, you could do something like let's go with something cheap or let's go. If I'm going to smoke anything, I'm going to probably do Robbie's recipe on wings.
I have one that you know that I like, but what's his?
Yeah,
I don't remember
that's
his. You do.
Yeah, that's his. Well, we used to sell a spice, but now we get the one from Sobey Meats called Pig's Butt or Pig's You Know What.
Right.
And that's got the Memphis profile. He's a Kansas City guy or a Kansas Topeka man, but the Memphis profile is very good for wings. It's citrusy and Worcestershire. But I'm thinking if you did, and I always like to separate my wings. I like to cut the flapper off, cut them into doubles.
So you got the flapper, the flat, and the what I call the drummy.
And then do what your favorite profile is on it.
Yeah.
And then I think right before when I take them off and put them on a plate, I'm going to probably, depending on how I'm doing them, but if they're not crispy enough, I'm going to flash them on something to get them crisped up a little bit.
Right.
And then I'm going to dip them in something. And there's so many ways you can go with that.
Yep.
But you turned me on to the Frank's sweet pepper sauce and
sweet chili, it's so
good,
right?
It's just good.
A red sweet chili sauce, and you know, you can go on the internet and find a recipe for anything, but there's a lot of really good pre-made sauces, and that's one of them. That why kill yourself trying to whoop something up?
It's red, If you go to Gordon Foods, actually, you can buy a great big jug. It's how I buy it.
Right.
I'll be using it Wednesday. I'm doing a barbecue for a large group in Ada. And I'll be doing, that'll be one of my two sauces. The other one, I'm going to whip up a little basic Memphis. And I think it's Frank's, and then it's called Sweet Pepper.
Yeah.
And it's red, and you can see the little pepper flakes in it. It almost looks like a Chinese sweet and sour sauce.
Yep. Yeah.
And it is sweet like that, but it's so affordable. And you don't have to make it.
Right. Yep. And it's a little thicker too.
It's beautiful.
Right. It's not
very
watery.
Sticky.
Yeah,
very
it's sticky.
Sticky
on a wing. So the wings I like easy. We have a partner at the show here called Old World Olive Company. We haven't had Shasta on in a while. She's probably due. But
I think they're done with kids.
Yeah. Could be. But they have flavor-infused olive oils. And if you've been a listener to the show, you've heard us talk about them a lot of times. But at the end of the day, they got one that is lime-infused. And I put maybe like a quarter of a cup in a Ziploc bag and maybe put 20, 30 wings in there, roll them around in there to get them covered with the oil, pull them out, and then I put that Memphis rub on there, and then I smoke them. And to get them done, but like you said,
gives you a little lime profile,
right?
Too.
Yep. And it's good. It's just everybody really likes that. And then I don't use more sauce. I put the sauces on the side. But like you, I'll pull them off the smoker and have the grill hot, and just throw them on there for a minute or two to crisp them up. Because, pardon me, I don't like rubbery wing skin. Right?
No, not at all.
And the smoker doesn't get it as crisp as I like it. So throwing it on a grill for a couple minutes before you put them on a platter and serve them to the guests makes a big difference.
Now, depending on the smoker you've got, a lot of folks are using pellet grills.
Right.
You'll have a designated time period that you will be smoking them. Let's say you're going to go an hour and a half. After they've been on there 45 minutes, you've gotten enough smoke on them. Crank your pellet grill up to 550 and just get that like a convection oven, easy for you to say. And that'll do the same thing if you don't have the availability of an extra surface.
Right. Yep. Yeah, with our little backyard setups that Bob and I have, there's equipment everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we do it that way. But that would be a great way to do it. And if you've got the digital, or I'm old school, I just got to dial. Just dial it up and it'll get hot. And that works. That works. Just be paid. I guess the part that I don't like doing it with my pellet grill, if you've got an option, but if you do it with your pellet grill, make sure not to overdo it. They could get burned in there in a 550 oven. Just give it.
Yeah, you're going to give it 15 minutes or so.
Right. Yep.
They'll get done. You know, you'll get them to the point to where they temp out for you.
Yep.
And I'm going to say with wings, I want to go to about 170.
Yep.
180 max.
A lot of bone in there, a lot of cartilage, and you want that skin crispy. So, yeah, I would agree. Get them up there. And if you don't have a remote probe system.
Go to thegrillingguys.com, far right, ThermoWorks, click on. It's a steal.
Right.
And
lots of them are on sale
right
now.
And you help support the show when you do that, as well as like MyPillow and all those other things that are on there.
Yeah.
They're sponsors. They help us.
Right. Yep. So that's on the smoker side. There's lots of things you can put on a smoker. I love jalapeno poppers, too, because they're as good cold.
Always good.
They're as good cold as they are hot.
And there's so many ways you can vary that.
Yep.
You know, but I think one of my favorite ways is still just to do it half on a half.
Make it a boat rather than
filling in the middle.
Right.
Because the problem with a popper, if it's stuffed, is almost every time I bite into one of those, it's squirting out on the other end.
Nuclear too.
Yeah,
you can't get so hot in there that you burn your mouth, and that's no good. That's not what anybody wants. So maybe in the next segment we can talk about some of the things that we stuff those with.
But you used to do those little red peppers.
Yeah, right. The Pepadews.
Pepadews?
Yeah.
Stuffed
and
with goat cheese. Yeah, that's really good too.
Now those aren't grilled. Those aren't cooked.
You can.
Those are a marinated pepper that you buy in the deli, like where you buy olives, and stuff,
right.
And then you buy this flavored goat cheese
but
and put it in the center of them.
I have grilled those.
Oh, have you?
It works out wonderful.
Yeah.
It's got to be really fast.
Yeah, I was going to say they're a little flimsy because they've been pickled or or brined, I guess, better word. But anyway, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of goodies, and we're going to cover those. So if you're getting ready for the Super Bowl, get out your pen and pencil and write some of this stuff down. Nah, not really. You don't need to. It's all on thegrillingguys.com. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body.
Welcome back. You're listening to the grilling guys. We're talking about Super Bowl food, giving you a week jump on this so that you can prep for it. We were all over the smoker with some, you know, ribs and things, or wings and things. And, you know, let's go a little bit bigger now. Let's go like something that you got to feed the boys when they're over watching the big game.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why I said ribs on a budget, because as I've said a bunch of times, but that's not going to stop me.
Right.
My mother used to make country ribs. And it doesn't seem to be much of a thing anymore. I don't know. Conrad, do you ever see those in the supermarket? Do you do the shopping at your house?
Sure.
Do you ever see country ribs?
Yeah.
In the butcher? Okay.
Yep.
It's basically a sliced up pork shoulder.
Right.
And they cut it into thinner strips. And, you know, here's the thing. They're only like $4 a pound, $5 a pound, but it's almost all meat.
Right.
Whereas when you buy ribs, you can get them for $3.99 a pound, but it's three quarters throwaway.
Right.
You know, there's very little meat there with it.
Right.
So
but the country ribs are, and it's a bone-in pork shoulder that they run through a meat saw.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Right? So they are thick, and it's the same thing we make pulled pork out of.
Yep.
It's just, it's in a different form.
It's in a strip. And
right.
So there's a little trick you got to do with those. And depending on your equipment, you can vary it. But what my mother used to do was she would bake them, and then she would saute them at the end, throw them in a crock pot or whatever, and let them roast for an hour or two in some brine or sauce, and they just get soft and beautiful, and they're my mouth's watering just thinking about how much I love those things.
Well, and you got a crock pot there that again holds things,
yes,
for a while, so you got time to graze. You don't have to sit down and eat and be done, right?
You could literally grill those pieces and throw them in a crock pot, put your sauce in, and let them go.
Right.
That's actually a great, if you're limited on equipment and you've just got one little grill, and you're going to be working everything else on it, you could do that in advance, because you're going to have to get some charcoal in there sooner or later. And fire those babies up, and might be a good chance to use your extra Cajun seasoning.
Okay, so that you used it on chicken, but you think it'd be good on pork too, huh?
I think it's good on everything.
Well, that's good on everything. Yeah.
It is, because, I mean, it's really just the only The only thing that makes it Cajun from typical profile I would do is a little more of a red pepper. So it's got a little more kick to it.
Okay.
But it's nice having that. Anyway, I don't want to do a commercial on it. So how about skewered snacks?
I love me some food on a stick, right? And because it's just easy to pick up the end of that skewer and bite some off, or if you don't want to do that, you can run everything that's on the skewer off onto a plate, and it's already in bite-sized pieces.
And you know the cool thing is now they have all kinds of options for those little skewers.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the little ones.
Yep.
And now let's say you've got some freezer meat.
Yeah. Yep.
Brine it and go to thegrillingguys.com and look up Charlie Jabor shish kebab marinade.
Right.
And that is a fantastic
That's for beef.
Blend. It's
yep.
for anything.
Yep.
It's for anything. But I'm thinking maybe you've got some venison in there that people are snubbing their nose at.
Yep.
And cut it up into small pieces. And here's the key for those little skewers. Do everything kind of small so you can get them on and off the grill real quick.
Yep.
and do a nice medley of onions and peppers.
Right.
And I wouldn't even bother with the tomatoes. I do the tomatoes in a basket and then just add those to the platter when I put them on.
Right.
And then you then they survive.
Yeah, the reason it, that you would do that is once you skewer a tomato, it kind of like a balloon.
Yeah.
It deflates
it falls
when
off
it's on the
skewer.
Grill, right? And then you got this wobbly piece of skin with no tomato juice.
So you can get those little cherubs or the calamatas or any of the smaller tomatoes and throw them in one of your grilling baskets, oil them up, and roll them around on your grate for a while, just enough so that skin's starting to about burst.
Right.
And
get a little black.
Yeah, and they taste good. Different once you roast them.
Yep.
Tomatoes come alive. My mouth's watering again. I love roasted tomatoes.
Yep.
But you could do some skewers like that. Of course, you could do the chicken and all that stuff. If you're going to do chicken on a skewer, I always recommend a skinless, boneless thigh. Don't try and ever skewer a chicken breast. It's just torture.
It's going to dry up and taste like
rubber. It's
going
to stick to the grate.
Right. So little skewer tip. Is try to cut your protein, whether it be beef or chicken or whatever you're putting on there, in the same size cubes.
Yeah.
Because if you put a big one and a little one on, the little one's going to be overdone
Especially
before
if
the
it's
big
chicken.
One's done. Right.
Now you got a little danger zone there.
Right. So just make sure to try to cut them the same size. Doesn't matter what size they are, just as long as they're consistent.
Do you still have that a Brazilian grill I gave you?
I do.
When we used to demo that at the national shows, honestly, we would get like Eckrich smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd cut that up into like, oh, I don't know, poker chips or a little thicker. But it's the appearance. And then you'd layer it in between the peppers and onions and marinated mushrooms or whatever you're going to put on a skewer. I'm telling you, people would they would line up for a half an hour for one skewer, and it's nothing but an Eckrich sausage.
Right.
Because it looks so gorgeous,
right?
And this is what you're trying to do. You're trying to let your guests know that you think that much of them, that you did all this work, and you're it's a delight for the eyes, man. You know,
right.
so it can be that simple. You don't have to like go way out of your way. You can go to your local supermarket and just pick up some peppers, onions, and sausage. And you've got a great skewer,
right.
I'm telling you.
You know what I would do, too, is take that to the next level. Go over to Sobeys and get some, he makes brats, and you could cut a brat up into two or three pieces and skewer that. He also makes that, kinds of kielbasa.
But there you got to be careful because now you've got a raw pork product, and if you're doing a skewer, you'll want to make sure that you're getting it done.
Right. Right.
Well, so I might like, yeah.
You could smoke that for a while.
You could.
And then pull it off and cut it up.
You could.
And that's probably, you just hit on something. That's probably even a better idea the same way with the brats because that casing on the outside of the brat, if it's raw, isn't going to hold
that stuff together
as well as it will if it's cooked for a bit. Then it firms up and then you could cut it in chunks and finish it.
Plus, you got to be careful on a skewer. When you're jamming all these things together, you do get some surface area in there in between the stuff where your vegetable is touching a raw product that might not get quite up to temp. And you might not kill anybody, but you might, give them the Hershey squirts or something like that.
Yeah, get an extra roll, right? Yeah, we don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. So, but anyway, shrimp.
No-brainer.
No-brainer, but watch them. They go quick.
Yeah.
You don't need more than a minute or two.
Shells on them?
That happened to me once at a party, and the host, she shall remain nameless, but the host thought she was doing this the cool way and let people peel their own, but she had the cocktail sauce out, and she skewered them so that the skins are like plastic, right? Or the shell are. And she had grilled them, so it almost kind of melted on a little bit.
More people poked their eyes out that night.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. But she was all proud of them until I took the first bite. And then she's like, what? And I'm like, you didn't peel these, did you? Because, she had them all covered with seasoning and everything. You couldn't see it. And it was like.
Oh, well, bless her heart.
And you weren't expecting it either.
Bless her heart. Right.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the worst thing that happens to me, I'll be fine. But
hey, you made it through it.
I did.
And now you're making me want some shrimp cocktail.
Well, that's really odd because you're not a big shrimp guy.
I love shrimp cocktail.
Do you?
Yeah.
because I've cooked shrimp a lot of ways.
You're and
like,
eh, if you go to Bonefish Grill,
oh yeah,
the Bang Bang Shrimp is so good.
Yeah,
I
well,
do like
because
that.
Because you can't taste the shrimp; all you can taste is that breading and the sauce, which is really good. Yeah, exactly. But so you know, whatever you like on a skewer, I just enjoy. They're easy. They look good on a platter, right? You eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third. So it's got to look good. It's got to smell good before you taste it, or it isn't good for, by me. So
you could try that Bang Bang walleye thing that they do at Canadian Lakes at Antlers.
Yeah.
Get a little tempura batter and deep fry some chunks of fish, and then do a little Bang Bang sauce on them at the end.
Yep. That to me, that's going to ruin walleye. I just like walleye,
oh,
the flavor that
dude,
it is.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's so good. It's ridiculous.
Right. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to get off the skewer and into the bowl, and we're going to talk about bowls of goodness. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you missed the first three segments, we'll catch you up because there wasn't that much there. But you know what? We're just trying to talk a little bit about prepping for the Super Bowl. What about drinks, Bob? I'm a big beer guy during the Super Bowl. I just like to be able to sip and not get too crazy.
Always.
And because... The problem with the Super Bowl is the next day's a work day.
I've been following your lead in that locales.
Yeah.
Who makes that?
Shorts Brewing up
yeah,
in
yeah, it's low
Northern
alcohol,
Michigan.
Low calorie.
Right.
You can have a couple beers if you want to be in the club.
Right.
You don't have to. You can always just have yourself a nice iced tea or something like that. But water's always a great idea, too.
Yeah, yep, every other one. That's what this vacation I'm going on is. I've been reminded by more than one person, you're sitting in the sun when you're not used to doing that, and the drinks are being brought to you like one right after another, and they're all paid for because it's all inclusive. It's like order a water every other time because you're going to, you know.
Fall over.
You're not as young as you used to be, and you can't take that crap anymore. So we'll see. You know, it's all good. Everything in moderation.
So you said bowls of goodness. I'm thinking of something I just stumbled into just actually last night. I'm batching it, as I told you. And before my bride took off, I ran to Costco to get – I needed some paper towels, basically. We get some of those things like that there. And, of course – then you start sampling stuff because they got all the geezers out there
kinda
handing
works,
out food.
It?
It's nice. One of the things they were sampling was this Parmesan artichoke spinach dip. It's a big tub for like $8.
Yep. I might have some in my refrigerator.
And I found it to be a little boring.
Yep.
So I shredded some Parmesan cheese, blended it in with it, and then baked it. And that was my dinner last night as I watched a movie. And I'm going to tell you that I ate a ton of it.
Right. There's we do the exact same thing. It's my wife's favorite dip. I mean, appetizer dip is spinach artichoke dip.
Not and, necessarily that one.
Well, we have that one because we shop at Costco for that kind of stuff. But what she does is she buys the shaved parm. which are the flat flakes of it rather than the ground powdery stuff. And she'll spread that all over the top and bake that on, so it's like ooey gooey.
So
on
you
top.
Like it shaved, is what you're saying?
I do, I do, and you know, I'm happily married because of that.
We get these giant blocks of Parmesan there.
Yeah,
and I like to shred that. I'm really, like I said a couple weeks ago, really moving away from anything shaved and shredded in the bag anymore.
Okay,
because I've noticed all the cornstarch they put on it. And it kind of ruins some of that presentation. Like I told you, especially mozzarella. You get the shredded mozzarella, and it's not the same as fresh shaved mozzarella.
There's, right.
I want to see that layer of fat on top because cheese is full of fat.
Yep.
And that starch soaks it up. So it I think it messes with the flavor.
Right. So with that dip... I went out and bought some little egg roll wrappers.
Love them.
Right? You can get those in any supermarket.
Oh, you learned not to try and make your own like I did?
No, that's where I'm going, as I use them to make my own. And I just put a little, maybe like 2-quart saucepan on the stove, filled it with maybe a couple inches of oil, just regular cooking oil, and got it to 350. And you drop those little dogs in there, and they're maybe like 3 inches by 3 inches.
Right.
And you drop them in there, and they puff up and become a chip in like 15 seconds. And you know they're done when they float. And I had a pair of tongs, and I just flipped them over because they'll be done on one side.
Oh, you're just serving them as chips.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man, are they good with the...
Well, I was referring to the show I did where I made my own shells or what do you call them?
Wrappers.
Yeah. I made my own and did it from scratch.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of work.
It was torture.
Right.
It was torture.
Yeah, for $3 you can buy a pack of like 20 of them.
That was took me a day to figure that out.
Yeah. And but then when they came out, we sprinkled some of them with like a cinnamon sugar, and then we sprinkled some other ones with a little bit of barbecue sauce, just because they're kind of plain, honestly. And they're made to have stuff wrapped in them.
Yeah, like cabbage and shrimp.
Right.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, but we didn't do any wraps. I just made them as chips to go with that dip. That's what made me think of it. When we made the spinach and artichoke dip, we used that as the chip. Really good, because they're light and they're crisp and they're warm when you take them out.
And that's kind of close to that tempura thing I was talking about for the walleye. It's kind of that similar. It's a different style of a batter.
Yeah.
That gives you that profile.
I've got, next week, as we mentioned, I'm going on vacation, and the guy I go walleye fishing with every spring for 3 days is going to be there.
Oh.
And we're going to see if we can hook up a deep sea
fishing deal.
But that made me think is I've got like 4 or 5 packs of walleye left. I might do that later today, just have some before I go, just to make me think about him.
Yeah.
Because, man, there's nothing better than that, you know, and it needs to be out of the freezer, right? In April, it'll be a year old.
Yeah.
And I still got, you know, I vac seal it and stuff, but at the end of the day, it needs to be eaten. So I'm going to get in there and get after some of that. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Great nachos.
So
you make the best nachos in the world, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. But here's what I was thinking about is a queso, a simple, easy queso. Do you ever make it?
You know, I don't. And the reason is that, yes.
Okay.
And she likes Velveeta cheese.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's cheese. Anything that can sit on the counter with no refrigeration.
I don't care. You're
the
guy
at a time.
You're the guy that just bought an egg roll wrapper. What's in that?
Well,
who knows?
It was vegan. It set it on the wrapper.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
Is too.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but
Here's the deal. Queso it comes in all forms.
Okay.
And you can do it however you want,
if you say so.
But this wonderful Mexican lady, when I was in the service, this civilian worked on our base, and Maria would have parties at her place, and all us GIs would go over there, and she would make this queso, which I had never heard of in 1978.
Right.
I didn't know what it was, other than this lovely...
They didn't make that up in Reed City.
Lovely lady, made this dip that I was putting my hands in, licking my fingers. It was so good.
Yeah.
But she used to do like...
That's why he got all of it, because the guys behind him are like, no, I don't want to do that
anymore. The Velveeta cheese. She would put a can of stewed tomatoes in hers.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other things. But it's just so easy. You can literally do, you know, like a chunk of that, and I cube it up, and then put some water in, and put some...
that Rotel tomatoes.
They're wonderful.
Because they got a little bit of spice to them.
And you can also get the ones that are diced roasted tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really good.
Yeah.
And then some peppers and some onion. If you want to saute some jalapenos and some onion, throw that in. You're done.
Yep.
It's that easy.
Yeah. And it's good. That's a crock pot item.
Well,
you
and
fill
I was,
a crock
so I was
pot gonna, with that, and then you just dip it during the whole game.
Or, you know, like I have a little dip crock pot.
Yeah.
That's really handy.
Yep.
Because
maybe it only holds like a quart or something.
A couple cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great way to do that one.
Yep. Good stuff, man.
And if you want to do something special, since you're taking it easy on that, all that other stuff, you can literally make your own nacho chips. And fresh nacho chips are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
You don't have to buy them.
So you're buying just corn tortillas?
Yep.
And cutting them into maybe a pie, like 6 or 8.
Yeah. If you
pieces.
Have a if you have an ulu or a some sort of rounded blade, they cut wonderfully. You can just rock it over. You can do like 10 shells at a time, and you fire up your grease. You throw them in there. You get them, just perfect.
Once again, they'll
like
float,
that.
Right? When they're done, they kind of float. And
yeah, kind of.
But you can tell by looking at them.
Yeah. You got to keep shaking them around because they want to tend to weld together.
Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you what, fresh chips, when I did that Ghost Kitchen that year, those fresh chips were like the hot item.
Right.
And then what I would take is I would take some of that tahine spice,
yes,
and sprinkle it over those fresh chips.
Right.
And I'm telling you, people would just eat them by the plate
without
anything on
a salty citrus rub.
Yep.
And it's I think it's like the salt
you should
of,
bring some of that on your vacation.
Right. It's like the salt of Mexican food. And it I've got a bottle of it in my pantry at all times. I mean, we use it. I made beans, black beans, drained off black beans, and a can of corn. And covered it with that tahine, put some cilantro in there.
And some onion.
And onion, and put it in the fridge overnight. The next day, it was amazing. Just
like
simple,
cowboy caviar.
Yeah, simple little recipe. Mm-hmm. But we did it. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. We're having warmer weather than we should right now, and take advantage of it, right?
That's right.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.